Okay, everyone. This week's parsha is Parshas Hazinu. Hazinu Shemayim Va'Aver of Kishmar Simrei Fi. The Torah says, Hatzor Tomi Polo, Kichol Durachav Mishpah, the whole thing. And so we know that in Parshas Vayelech on page 7, it says, Vata Kisru Lechem Asashir Hazos. The Lomdas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fiyam, V'mati Ali Ashir Hazos Le'ed B'nei Yisrael. That you have to write down the Shira. Shira means Hazinu. Rashi says, Hazinu Shemayim. So, the Rambam has his famous words, on page 13, Mitzvah Esse al kol ish v'ish mi'Yisrael lichtov sefer Torah la'atzmo. I gave the Shira last Friday on that. So what does it mean? Kisvu lachem Torah sheyesh ba shira zu. There is. So is it shot that you have to write the shira, or you write the Torah which has the shira in it? It's a funny way of saying it. It's like write the Torah that has in it Parshas Tzav. Write the Torah that has in it. So write the Torah that has in it the shira. As if the Shira, but it's the mitzvah is writing the whole Torah. But he says, "Kol b'kisvul chem Torah sheish b'shira zul l'fish ein kosim as a Torah parshas parshas." That's a whole discussion. You shouldn't write just one parsha at a time in the Torah. You have to write the whole sefer or the whole Torah. So you can't just write the Shira alone. So yeah. So once you have to write the Shira, then you have to write the whole Torah. And so the Torah is telling you, write the whole Torah that includes the Shira. So it's interesting that the Shira is getting highlighted in the context of writing the whole Torah. So why is the Shira so highlighted in the concept of writing the whole Torah? So, is the pshat that the mitzvah is really to write the Shira? And since you can't write the Shira alone, because you can't write Parshas, so you have to write the whole Torah? Or is it just writing the whole Torah? So the Shagasari discusses here on page 15. He says like this. Yikasha akashi tzalkadach de'ein mitzvah lichtov as kol ha-Torah kula el b'nei ha-Shira l'chuda. Whereas, is it pshat that you really have to write the Shira, but you're not allowed to write a parsha alone of the Torah? Right? You can't write the parsha of the Torah alone. So you can't just write a Shira. That's not right. So once you have to write the Shira, then you merely have to write everything else. So then would come out. That, say, somebody had a Sefer Torah. Right, in other words, there's a halacha that if your father had a Sefer Torah and you yarshined, you still have to write your own Torah. Right? So the Shagasari has a clear. What if a person's father had a Torah that was written up to Hazinu? Up to Hazinu. Could you just finish off and write the rest? Or the mitzvah is to write a whole Torah. So the rest of the Torah was from the father. Because if you say that the mitzvah is really just the Shira, it's just a technical thing that you can't just write the Shira alone, but in a case where the Shira was already written by the father, now he doesn't have to go down and write a whole Torah, he just has to finish up the rest. So because the mitzvah is really just the Shira. Because you normally just can't write the Shira alone, because you can't just write the Shira alone. But here, it won't be the Shira alone, because the whole Torah was written up to the Shira, so you just finish the rest. So because of who is the Shira, lo nichtav parshas parshas, kula the kusuva lefadav. So that's one possibility. Then he says, but maybe not. Maybe the pshat is, vaday tafilum hedyot, lo yotza. The halacha gomer kisvu lechem as a Torah sheyesh bashira zu. Well, maybe that's not the pshat. That it's to write the. It's to write the whole Torah that has the shira. So then, of course, you would be yotzei. So it's the two ways of understanding pshat. Is it the mitzvah just to write the shira, but technically you're not allowed to write the shira alone, so therefore you write the whole thing? Or is it the mitzvah to write the whole Torah? That's the mitzvah. And the Torah is saying, write this Torah which has such a focal thing in it called the shira. But the mitzvah is the whole Torah. The Nafkamini says is, if it was already written from before, everything except for the shira are yield to the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to write the whole Torah, then you didn't, because it was written from before. You didn't write it. But if it's just to write the shira, and it's just a technicality, not to write the shira alone, then you would. So that's the...
What?
Yeah, higia orachad yotze, but the ikir is to write the whole thing. The question is, is that the lechatchila yotze, or... But the main thing is to write the, is it, so that's the question. Is it to write the Shira or is it to write the Torah? That's the question. So the Kashuk lover says, he quotes the Pasuk in Bola. We discussed a little bit this Kashuk lover on page 10. The Pasuk says, Erenu v'lo ata Ashurenu v'lo korov. Erenu, Roe Ani says, Rashi Shvachol shel Yaakov gadluso. But achlo ata, not yet. And then it repeats it again. Ashurenu means also to see, v'lo korov. So Ashurenu means Erenu. It's the same word. It's a synonym. Ashurenu, to see. Right, Benos Sada Ali Shur, right? They looked at Yosef, Shuren to see. So the Kashuk Lover writes on page 17, Shira, the line here, Loshin Re'iyah, Kamo, Ashurenim Lokarov, Sheistakel Vimate Elukos Bechol Dover. In other words, you see, in other words, to be able to see Elukos in everything. Shakoba, to understand, page 17. The way to understand that there's Hashkoch in everything. And that's our tafkin in life. To see that there's Hashkoch as Hashem in everything. And he said, he quotes a Tanit Be'Elyo on the last page. He says, Ketzad Osa Odom Torah. He speaks about Osa Torah. What does it mean to be Osa Torah? So he says, Zesha Kosef Tanav Elia, Osa Odom Torah Kimma, Lo Omar Shaloma Torah. Because he gets Chayav for Osa Torah, page 17. What's Osa Torah? Rakhsha Osa Torah Mashma Shemechadi Shemahava Torah Shalom Yad Ato. In other words, he would say Osa Torah is a Mechadish Torah. But he says more than just Mechadish Torah. Haynu mashem mechapes u'motzei b'chol dover elokos v'hashkocha. Haynu mashem mechapes u'motzei b'chol dover elokos v'hashkocha. Zeh nechshav asiyas ha-Torah. Because asiyas ha-Torah means when you're able to see something happen in life, in your own life, in the communal life, and you're able to see Yad Hashem in it. That's Osa Torah. Hashem mistakel motzei elukus b'chol moros b'chol hanhogos ha'olam. And that's the idea, he writes, next paragraph. Mitzvahs k'siv seva Torah, kisvu l'chem l'shira zo, shiros hazinu. Rambam says, ein kos parshiyos v'karshiyos. And then he quotes the Shah Gazariah. So what's the idea? That we write the Shira and the Torah. Whichever way you say it. What's the idea? Because the Shira, what is the Shir saying? The Shir is going through all of history, saying how Yad Hashem is in all the things that happened in history. But the fact that we have the Shir with the Torah is the remez to teach us that the Torah is the vehicle that you could find a locus. That through the Torah, that will enable us to what? To see, if we become infused with Torah, that you look at the world differently. You look at your life differently. You look at things differently. And that's what he says in the last paragraph. When we say, Ha'erineinu b'sarasecha. So one shot is, that you will understand the Tosis better. We'll understand the Rambam better. Right? But the other shot is, that through the Torah, we'll be able to see the world better. Sheyoyer Einenu b'emtzos ha-Torah. Zeh yuchal liras ha-lokos b'chol dover b'chol ha-briya. Zeh yarav kamata likhi. Kamo matar, haf shegemal tzachim empoel ba'atzmus rach shekrom sheyit. Ba'chul tochos ha-temunim ba'adoma v'yitzmichu. As the Torah causes, what's pshat? The Torah causes, is like rain, it causes things to grow. That you'll be able to see Torah in the Bria. You'll be able to see Yad Hashem in the Bria. So that's the idea that the Shira is called what? Ashurenu. Shira is Lashon Ashurenu. I can see, have the Ria. Because it's a funny thing. We have to write the whole Torah, but either the Pshat is you really have to write the Shira, and it's just that the Torah, the Shira can't be written alone, so you have to write the Torah. Or the Torah is saying, no, write the Torah which has the Shira. But it seems that the Shir is something focal in the Torah. So the Kashuk Lov explains, the Pshat is, because the Shir is Lashon Re'iya, Ashurenu, and that's what the whole Shir is about. Hashem made me, you know, Hashem, you know, is controlling the world, all the things. But that you get when you become a Torah personality. And then you're able to through the Torah, you're able to see things differently. Your Torah personality. You see things differently through the Torah. And that's why the Torah and the Shira are connected. Because it's not enough just to have the Shira, but the Torah, it's merames us that the Torah is the vehicle that will be able to understand the Torah. Because if we're Torah personalities, then we're able to look at things in a different way. You know, like a person who's a pure businessman, he looks things in one way. A person who has a Torah personality can understand things in a different way. And we have the pasuk in, and that's you know, we say in the Torah, you know, Hatzor Tomim Polo Chol Drachav Mishpat. You know, all these things, all the ways of Hashem and Mishpat, because you understand that once you're a person who has, you know, has the Torah in front of him. You see, you understand that Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and all these Erenu Lulata, Sherenu Lokarov, and that you have the Torah in front of you, and then that's the idea of you. So the Shira and the Torah have to go together. And that's what the Kajal of, and that's what it means. You get a schar for Osa Torah. Means you understand the Bria in a better way. You understand the Bria in a better way. And then there's another pasuk, Lu Chachmu Yaskilu Zos Yovinu Lachriso. Which Rashi says, "Yavilach Yidul Lev Lizbona and Lasof Pornosim Shal Yisrael." As you be on Luchachmu Yaskil Zos, Yavinu Lachrisim, you'll be able to understand things. So that's what this pasuk is saying. You have Havana through, you know, Halavai. We should have and. The Aruch HaChaim says of Pshad that Zos is referring to Yira, in the Lashon Nekeva, but it's referring to Yira Sa'onish, So it says, Luchach mitzchilu zos mitzhalvai, it was the ultimate Yiras Hashem, is the Yiras Romus. But halvai, we should at least have Yiras Ha'onish. That's what he says. Ve'emes lo shoyim geburim, halvai she'ilem Yiras Ha'onish. And if we have the Torah in front of us, so we understand Hashem is in front of us, Shivisa Hashem l'negdi samim, so we'll do tshuva. So it's the fact that the Bore, the Hakaras HaBore, has two things. It explains what happens in the world, it explains life events, but it also, if we believe that we believe Hashem is in front of us, that it causes us to do tshuva, because we have Shivisa Hashem l'negdi samim. So the Shira is saying that Hashem is there. He's always there. So that causes two things, as we've said. It's Takaras HaBore, that he's involved in the world and things that happen in the world. Hashem is involved. And number two, it's the Shivis Hashem, the Negdi Somin. And we say in the Pasuk, Luchach Mu Yaskilu Zos. Halavai, so the Pasuk Shad is, I mean, we should understand, you know, Yad Hashem in the world, but the Aruch L'Chaim has another thing that halavai we should have the Hakaras HaBore, so we should have Yiras Ha'onish. Zos is lashon of Yira, is lashon Nekeva. Midas Yira, Nikra Zos. Because the ultimate idea is to have Hashem in front of us, and we have Ava to Hashem, and we love Hashem. But Halvai, at least we should have Yiras Hashem. But the idea being is that the Torah is supposed to bring in front of us the idea that Hashem is speaking to me. So Hashem is right here. So therefore, it's the idea that Hashem is involved in everything. It's not just some coincidence of happening in the world. And then Hashem is here, and therefore Shivis Hashem l'negdi samin, and this should cause me to do tshuva. So Shir is lashon erenu, to see. You have to see Hashem. You have to see Hashem in front of you, Shivis Hashem l'negdi samin. But you also have to see Hashem. That what? That see Hashem. How this nothing to do with you, but something that happened in the world. That Yad Hashem is involved in that as well. And that's why the Shira and the rest of the Torah go together with the Tosh Glover explains, because the Torah gives us that vehicle to see Yad Hashem and everything. And that's an important message, I think, before Yom Kippur, that we're always standing with Nei Hashem. So Shira Sazinu is Derech L'Hakaras HaBorei U'L'Tshuva. It's Hakaras HaBorei U'L'Tshuva, because if we realize that Hashem is in front of us, we'll do tshuva, at least even tshuva Yiras Ha'onish is good. But then we'll also understand Hatzor Tomim Polo, that everything Hashem does is with knowledge of Hashem and an involvement with Hashem. Okay, so that's, I think, an important message. This year, Hazinu is after Yom Kippur. A lot of times Hazinu is Shabbat Shuva, but either way, the message is still a valid message, and Bez Hashem, and we should, because a lot of times we don't think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see a situation and we analyze it from an economic perspective or from a social perspective and not from a godly perspective. And that's, we have to realize that that's a component in everything that happens, and that Hashem is always in front of us, and He's walking with us. Every step of the way, we're holding on, and He's walking with us. So Shira Sazinu is Derech Hakaras HaBore U'L'Tshuva.